A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Alrighty.
Alright, alright, alright.
Let me hear your all right.
All right.
That was like, yeah, that feels right. All right.
All right.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Now, ladies.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, hey there.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm a tired cat.
You taught 3 classes of yoga today.
Mm-hmm.
2. A lot of classes.
And my butt is really sore.
Yes.
And so, like, every time I sit down, it's like the meat of my butt cheek is sore. Mm-hmm. So every time I sit down, I'm like,
hello, muscles.
Tender.
Hey, booty.
But, like, I had to demo today, and I was just, like, weird. Anyway, that's boring.
But it's your life, and I care about it.
I love you.
I love you. And by the time this airs, what will have happened?
My brother is going on for Scorpius tomorrow.
Big day tomorrow.
And my whole family is here. I'm sure he did a great job. So, Alex, when you hear this, you're amazing. And I can't wait. You guys, I'm posting this essay that I wrote in...
Wait, have I read it? I've read it.
You've read it.
I've read it.
It was written in 2002 when I was 10 years old. So, I think I was in 4th grade.
Is it about how he's your hero?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm going to post this.
It's an incredible literary work.
And, like, if you saw it on Instagram and you were like, I don't want to read this... I need you to go back and read it because it's like a medium burn, uh-huh. But when it gets there and you realize why I'm writing the essay, it's worth it.
It is. I can promise you this. We're putting our seal of approval on it.
Oh, a seal.
Thank you. I live to make you laugh.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah. How are you, Bridget?
Good. I'm sad that the breaky time is over.
The breaky time. Thanksgiving.
That time. It's its official name, if you didn't know.
Breaky, takey, turkey, twerky, breaky time.
Turkey, twerky, breaky time. That's it. So that was lovely to have some days off and to see the little ones.
They are delicious.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Ugh. I love them. And I love my sister very much. And she's such a good mom.
That's amazing.
I don't think I will ever, ever have the kind of like patience and creativity she has in her mom pursuit. It's amazing. I'm pretty good. I was saying earlier, I said last week how much I like it, which I do. And it's ramping up. And I have, it's a good feeling, but it's also a very scary feeling. And I'm at different moments in the day, I'm like, I've only been here 3 months.
Wow, yeah.
I know.
2018 has been such a long year.
There have been 4 years in this year.
So much has happened.
So much. Is every year like this and we just forget?
I don't think so.
No, good. Me either.
I can't believe that.
That's true. Our minds reset on January 1st. And it's the only way we survive the year.
Yeah.
We can't be allowed to believe it'll be more of the same. It's been a change and grow year. I think this year has honestly been exactly what being in your mid-20s is supposed to be, which I'm kind of like, I hate it, but I get it.
I agree.
Ugh. It's the mid-20s are a train wreck and we're on the train right now.
I am just like on the midnight train to Rexville.
Mm-hmm. We're not going anywhere near Tryingtown this time around.
Or Georgia. I don't want to go anywhere near Georgia.
Specific, but I
like it.
That's
the midnight train to Georgia.
Oh, of course.
The song.
Anywhere but Georgia. Come on.
Anywhere but Georgia.
Come on.
Sorry if you're from Georgia.
Sorry to my company who's headquartered there.
Atlanta doesn't count.
That's true. Atlanta's very different, isn't it? I'd love to go to Atlanta. I think I probably will at some point, and I'm psyched about it.
I would love to go to Atlanta.
Anyone out there? Travel Rex? Atlanta?
Atlanta?
Lanites.
Lana.
What is your bracelet situation right now?
I'm wearing a mala.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And it has an elephant on it.
Oh, can I see? Mm-hmm. Do you hear that clinky clink? It's a clinky clink.
It's bracelet. Like my yoga teacher bracelet.
I love it.
I like feel very official and yoga teachery when I wear it.
It's your uniform.
Namaste. It's starting to like sink in that I'm like not just talking about going to LA, but I'm like figuring out logistics. I got my dose of Thanksgiving literally in the 1 hour I spent with my parents today. They were like, where are you living? How much are you paying? What are you doing about a car? How long are you going to be there? What are you going to do for work? Are you going to be happy there? Are you in love? Are you dating anybody?
Wow.
Not the last part because they know all that. Yeah. But the answer is no and no.
They ask good questions, but that sounds very overwhelming.
But I was just like, well, good to see you. Cool, cool, cool. Yes. Gotta go. Bye. I'm going to go take a nap. I stress fall asleep like I usually do.
Yep.
I love to stress fall
asleep.
And
they're Times Square.
No, I am. I was like, yeah.
You asleep in the middle of the chaos of Times Square. What a beautiful, calming image.
I was telling Bridget, my friend sent me a poem today about New York. And like, it was like, remember when I used to look up and see like a beautiful yellow bird? Well, now if I took one step sooner, it's obviously much more poetic than this.
No, this is stunning.
Like bloody feathers and like, I haven't seen sunlight in weeks. And I was like, cool, cool.
I love that.
I was like,
heartwarming.
I sent you
charming,
joyful Mamma Mia content and you sent me this like.
Did you guys, wait, question for the class. Did y'all know Brooke loves Mamma Mia?
As a bit.
I mean, yeah, but at this point you commit to a bit long enough and the bit is lit. It's real.
The bit is lit. Put it on a pillow. Put it in a, what is those
called?
Put it
on a cross stitch.
Yes. I would like that cross stitch, but no, I was saying, cause we were talking about like top five favorite musicals, because that's what you do when you're drunk and you're me. Mm-hmm. And they were like, Mamma Mia and Cats. And I was like, no, I don't actually love Mamma Mia. I don't love Cats. Like,
but you love to love them and that's enough.
I love to love them and they're like fluff.
And you have a lot of the content and joy in your life from it. So
that's true. But it's like a.
You don't have to love the musical as a musical to just love Mamma Mia, which I think you do.
I do. But it's not one of my favorite musicals.
That's fair. There are oceans, literally, between those concepts.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Splat, the podcast. We're me, Brooke.
And me, Bridget.
Talk about Sex in the City. 10 years younger.
And 20 years later.
You guys, you know what I learned and texted Bridget about in a flurry? The reason why there are only 8 episodes in
season five as
is
we've been
because
talking about for a while.
Of the writer's strike.
Duh. I feel like we maybe know that at some point and just completely forget it?
I think we brought up the writer's strike at some point.
But
we
it was
like,
unrelated.
Maybe that's why the writing is bad.
Well, we're assholes and that was obvious.
Yeah.
So there it is, everyone. Writer's strike.
Writer's strike.
We love some factoids about this show.
We truly. I do.
No, same. Cool. I mean, I know I say we love sarcastically many times, so that was not clear.
We love.
But I needed you to intuit.
I'm actually taking my bracelet off so I can stop gesticulating with it.
That was a clicky clack delight.
It's like a ASMR. Like,
there are going to be people who hate this and 4 people who love this. I don't think we should make this bit lit.
Oh, that was a fun one.
I amped up. Good grief. If you just had to grit your teeth through that, we love you, extra.
I understand.
I get it.
Actually, something happened the other day. I was on the subway the other day.
It's always on the subway. I had one on the way home, too.
It was an empty car.
Good grief.
This woman stood right by me and was doing that thing where it was like not quite a lip smack. It was like.
Where you like suck your teeth kind of. Yeah.
I was like.
Yeah, that's a real bad one.
I had my headphones in. I was just like,
it's not enough sometimes.
What? Why?
Yes.
What
empty
have I
train.
Done
yeah.
to deserve this?
It truly feels like a message from a higher power sometimes. There was a guy standing over me today who was trying to suck every last inch. And it was a boba, so he was really trying to get things. And it was just forever. And the train was excruciatingly slow. And I just kept trying not to look at him and then look at him and then look at him every time he did it.
A dear friend was eating pad thai with me the other day and he slurped it. And I just, every single bite he took, I was like.
All of your vertebrae just shot out in different directions. Yep. Yep. So if you relate, if you have misophonia, just know there's a club for you and it's here in my arms.
It's here in my arms. She has a really big wingspan.
I do. I have long ass everything. Look at those fingies.
Look at those fingies. Long I'm the skinny. Opposite.
You still have pretty long fingers though for your hand, I think. They don't look well, but everything's very proportional.
Thanks.
They're nicely shaped. I love to talk about things that none of you can see.
Our hands.
Our hands, our bracelets. My arms.
My soul.
My love. Now I see your soul, baby.
I'm an open book. Actually, I'm quite emotionally unavailable right now, which has been interesting and new for me. Never in my entire life have I been emotionally unavailable.
It's a good protective mechanism sometimes for a lot of things.
26 and a half years and I'm like, oh, this is what that is like? Is it Welcome. Weird that I'm self-aware about it? Does that negate it?
No, not at all, I don't think.
Cool.
No.
Cool.
Yeah, you gotta own that shit.
Yeah. You wanna, I'm an impenetrable wall.
That's right. I'm gonna take this wrecking ball to it and bounce right off, baby. This show's good.
This show is good.
This season's good.
This season is good. This episode is iconic.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that makes sense to me. It's a big one for a lot of reasons.
I didn't even mean that
pun, but it always works.
My phone wouldn't let me watch the last 3.5 minutes of it.
How dare.
So, well, who knows? I've seen it, so it doesn't matter.
It matters. To
you
me.
Matter.
Thank you.
To me.
I knew that was a song, but I had no idea how it went, so. Listen to that beauty. This is called The Perfect Present.
The Perfect everyone. Present.
They really are all about a double entendre.
There is a really good pun. I think my favorite.
Yeah.
Bit of the whole series.
Of the whole series? That's impressive.
We start with an elevator bell.
We do indeed. Open in on an elevator bell.
Ding.
Carrie is going on a picnic.
And her boobs are out.
Crazy.
And the music, you should know, the music sounds like there she goes. Should we play it
really
quick?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay, my face is by the speaker.
I think I have Prime turned off. Sound here.
Turn it all the way up.
Oops, no, I didn't do it. Nope, that wasn't it. Okay, here we go, kids.
Like,
in a single gal's life, there are three important firsts.
They're like, meow, meow, meow. It's like, this is an early 2000s rom-com soundtrack all of a sudden.
Hundo P. Her hair is that too, though. I mean, she's styled very specifically and cutesy, but she also looks cute. This length works better with straight hair for her. Mm-hmm. She doesn't look so much like she's a doll someone tried to doll, you know?
Oh, of course. A doll someone
the
tried to doll.
The classic doll someone tried to doll?
Mm-hmm. As opposed to?
A doll someone tried to laud. That's doll backwards. It was the only thing I could think of on the spur of the moment.
Technically, wouldn't it be yod?
You know what? It might, except we don't say llama.
Llama. That's what the word I was thinking of.
I think it's the only double L start in a word. Because when we used to play Ghost on long car trips, if you started with L, the next person would say L and screw you over. Because then it's A-M-A and you're out.
Depending on how many people you're playing with.
That's true. I'm thinking from specific experience, clearly.
Cutting. The first time you have, so the three big things, the first time you have sex, the first time you have good sex, and the first time you see a guy, you're just started dating's apartment, which I'm like, okay.
But those aren't the three big things. I would argue that the first time you have good sex is definitely one of a big life moment, but reductive much?
I'm like, I don't think his apartment is that. You can tell that a girl lived here.
Right. So it's
and
nice.
An and idiot.
She's delightfully surprised. And she's like giving him all these things about how nice it is.
I appreciate.
By giving him these things, I mean speaking words into his face.
It's a studio, it looks like.
It is.
I appreciate the set dresser. It looks like a hotel room. But
It does.
I appreciate the set dresser putting the cards on the bulletin board.
Yes.
There's exposed brick. And there's an office, so it's like a, but it, you can, it, there's like a fake
slidey
door.
Fake door, yeah.
Where do you think this apartment is? A village?
Interesting. No. Maybe. I don't know.
Like uptown?
It might be village, actually. The architecture out the window looks more like the downtown buildings, the like lower apartment buildings that are down there.
So Carrie is like complimenting the apartment, the way it looks, and she mentions the wall color, and he's like, oh, that would be Lauren.
And she's like, oh, you have a decorator.
Ralph Lauren?
Yes, she says Ralph Lauren.
Because they make paint.
Of course. And he says, no.
Lauren, my ex. And she's like, oh, we don't got to talk about it.
You're a decorator. I have a decorator, too. We don't have to talk about it.
And he's like, and then cut to them in bed. And this is weird just because I feel like they've slept in the same bed together. It's just like at his first.
At his apartment the first time.
And so she's like, do I have to set an alarm?
All this stuff. And they snuggle in and he turns on this rain noise
machine. The sound machine.
Basically. But it's like, it's not rain. It's rainforest specifically. So it's frogs like frogs
and cicadas and birds. And he's like, oh, that's my sound machine. I'm a troubled sleeper. Which she should know that he's a troubled sleeper.
Right. Because surely he hasn't been able to. Although maybe they haven't spent the night that many times. I mean, last time we saw them do that, it's because he passed out drunk. Literally passed out drunk backwards. You know, so maybe they have not really done.
How long do you think we're in? Like a couple weeks?
Yeah, maybe like a month and a half.
Cool.
If she hasn't seen his apartment yet.
Yeah.
They're not that far into it.
And they're still pretty casually dating. I don't think they're not exclusively dating for a conversation.
Yeah. So we learn that later. They haven't had an exclusive we are boyfriend and girlfriend conversation yet.
A DTR, if you will.
A DTR.
Define the relationship.
It's a big moment in every girl's life. One of the big four, I'd say.
DTR. Mm-hmm. I think that is, actually.
Yeah. Can be. Carrie's like, I'm fine. Frogs. It's fine. But she cannot sleep and doesn't sleep. And then she's like, frogs. And it also transpires that the reason he's hooked on it is because
Lauren his got decorator. A couple weeks after they started dating, she was like, which means like we're poised to hate Lauren. Just like we were poised to hate Natasha. Just like we're always poised to hate
women who aren't the main characters. So they're going to go hang out with a friend. I screamed when Jennifer Coolidge came up on screen.
It's Jennifer Coolidge. She's and they were amazing. Like, she tried to kill herself. And
she took 10 Zoloft on an empty stomach. Six.
Advil. Advil.
Oh, she's talking about Zoloft on screen. And I transmuted. That's it.
So she, I had a moment where I thought that this was maybe Splat.
Oh, but it's not.
It's not. I was like, is Jennifer Coolidge? But I forget.
I think Splat is the name of the episode.
It is. I checked. So Jennifer Coolidge has gone through a nasty, nasty breakup. And now.
With a nasty man.
Because of that fucker, she discovered she's Fendi because now she makes ugly bags.
Yeah, exactly. But she does not think
and she
ugly.
Is the most Jennifer Coolidge she could be.
She could possibly be. She is.
In
so
the
she's
best way.
They're having a big party for these purses. It's her purse party, basically. So they're all branding. They're all brending.
They're
I don't even
brending.
Know what I was saying. Browsing, but where did that come from? They were brending. New word. And the bags are hideous. And ladies, these aren't bags. They're baggage. We are standing amongst the ruins of her relationship.
And it was an ugly breakup.
Ugly breakup.
Because the bags are ugly.
They're very ugly. Lots of frou-frou. Although in another world, every single one of these bags is something they would have stuck with an outfit of Carrie's and been like, here, it's a statement. Make it work.
And so Miranda is saying that she is like the only person who needs to deal with a bad breakup is the next person that person dates.
And she says that
which I'm
Berger
like,
opened up the X file the night
which
before.
Which is a funny. But I'm like, Miranda.
It is a funny.
Every one of us at some point in our lives is inevitably the person that is like we'll be on the receiving end of that.
Oh yeah, of course.
And Carrie's like, I don't want to be that person.
But I think that comes with dating anyone past like 19. Honestly, most people will have dated someone before you, and it doesn't always have to be a thing, but it clearly is right now for Carrie, partially because she now understands that Berger's space is this place that's still like dominated
well,
by
also, like,
his ex-girlfriend.
Lauren and Berger broke up like
not long ago.
We don't know how long ago.
We don't. But
like how long between when she saw
how
him
long
and
between
when
the seasons. Good question. Because he was hanging out with her parents at that point, so.
Well, they were obviously living together.
Right. And they had been dating for a long time.
I guess.
Did we know that? I think we knew that. But I don't maybe I'm imagining there was a number put on it. Anyway, yes. So Carrie is lamenting, basically, that she's in this position to begin with. She's a monster.
She was hoping she was going to have to skip.
Or that she could just skip the whole
ex conversation. And Charlotte, wide-eyed She gets crazy eyes.
She does.
It's like, no, you need to know. You need to know everything as soon as possible.
Carrie, you need to know where he's been so you know what you're getting, which and is a very Charlotte
Samantha's
thing to say.
Like, as long as he's fucking you, who cares who fucks fucking? I'm Samantha.
Yep, that is a verbatim transcript.
Her boobs look amazing.
They do.
Kim
they
Cattrall
do this whole
is so
episode.
Beautiful.
She is. She's wearing honking big earrings.
And who shows up but nameless waiter from the episode before.
Wow, what's he doing here?
Oh, wait, before
Jennifer
that.
Coolidge comes up with a little clutch that's covered in shoes.
She walks up and she goes, shoes, little shoes.
It's perfect. And then she complains about her ex some more. And then she's like to a caterer. She's like, excuse me, champagne for the girls.
Katie, shoes. And then we see hot nameless waiter from Raw.
Hey, Samantha, doesn't that waiter look familiar?
Samantha goes, I fucked him.
Of course.
And he's hot.
He really is.
And I'm not usually attracted to long hair.
No.
But he's hot.
He looks, honestly, he looks like an a Ken doll come to life, like the beachy ones with the real hair.
He looks sort of like Tyler from Big Brother. This season, for those of you who that will resonate with, you're welcome.
I hope that's someone
else. It's at
there.
Least one.
Yeah, definitely. So Charlotte is about to become a Jew. She's had a moment here where and she's talking about the history and the culture and the tradition and how into it she is. And then she says,
oi,
that was my first oi. And
what
I'll
were you
going to
say?
Shit. What was I going to say? Oh, I had a moment thinking this episode started here. And then I thought about it a couple more times. We're like, obviously when you're in your 30s, your parents don't and shouldn't have any say in your life. But I am hyper curious what the Yorks think about Charlotte converting for a man she's not even engaged to.
Well, again, another timeline I'm confused about. This is a huge,
huge,
huge
deal.
Why is she
doing it right now?
Why?
And why did she do it immediately?
How long have they been together?
I think that's what Charlotte does though. When she's in, she's 1,000% in. And
it's just
I think
like
she's decided she's in.
I feel like the conversation of like, I would convert to Judaism if we get to that step makes sense to me.
Yes.
Being like, okay.
I've had that conversation.
3 months in.
She's converting.
She's like, okay, I'm converting. Like, that's like, I'm all in. And you don't know someone after 3 months.
It's like getting a tattoo, but times 1,000. I mean, of like your partner's face, you know, or whatever.
Oh, you mean this tattoo?
Oh, it's me? Brock, you shouldn't have.
Honestly, of all the people that I would tattoo onto my body, I would get a tattoo of you.
That means so much to me.
Where would you want to be?
Bottom of your foot. <I'm kidding. laughs>
How, you want me to step on you always?
And just suffer through that. No, where would I want to be? I just keep thinking of dumb answers, like right on a titty.
I was like center of the butt cheek.
Yeah.
But then I want to sit. I don't want to sit on you.
Like in your knee armpit.
My knee armpit right here.
All of these sound like, yeah, excruciating places to be
no,
tattooed.
I want
also.
Somewhere like quiet and lovely.
So.
I want you to be. I want you to be guarding my vagina. So every man that has to come in.
Has to see my face. Know what he's dealing with.
But it's going to be Bridget with Shrek ears.
Oh, sexy.
Oh my God.
I mean, they're not going to last until getting inside you at that point.
They all are trying to
be
believers.
So lucky. Oh, wow.
I'd be like.
You were going somewhere with that and I didn't know.
It just says, it's just your face and then right above my clit, it says, welcome to Duloc.
Oh my God. Well, in that case too, I wanted to say welcome to Duloc, but I wanted to have one of those soldier men bent over. Like shine your shoes and wipe your face when they bend over.
But it's your face.
Yeah, exactly. But it's my face. Wow.
Well, somebody needs to design this for me
Good
ASAP.
Grief. I would if I had any talent whatsoever.
Don't you dare say that again.
In that artistic
maybe
realm.
Just like on my nail, I just have Bridget written.
Yes, it's 7 letters. So
ILU.
Perfect.
Okay, so
Jennifer Coolidge comes out because she hears a noise in the hallway. And, of course, she finds Samantha dun, 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 dun. Fucking the hot waiter. And she's like, this is the last thing I wanted to see right
I'm
now.
I'm too fragile for this. And then.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and then she kicks them out. And she's like, this
she
was
fires
supposed
him.
To. She fires him. And when this happened the first time, I thought she was. And he's also half-heartedly, like, still thrusting through the first half of it. He's still going. And she walks away and they literally just keep going. And she tells Samantha to get out.
And then she like throws a fit and throws everybody out of the apartment.
This was supposed to be my purse party. Get the fuck out of the apartment.
And Carrie's like, okay, time for dinner. And they go to their reservation. And then the
next day, Charlotte's in Judaism class.
AKA, she becomes Hermione Granger.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And we learn about the mikvah, which is the ritual where a woman, or I guess any person, is like, it's basically a baptism and you like are reborn as a Jew.
Right. And she knows all the answers to what everything is.
And you can tell the other women in class do not like her for that reason.
Understandably.
And then we find out that, and then the rabbi goes in this whole spiel about like how you have to give up your old, like any Christian things, like including but not limited to Christmas, mm-hmm. and how Christmas is usually the hardest one to give up.
For people to let go.
And I'm like, and Harry sort of event, we'll get there.
Right.
But I'm like, I am full Jew, hundo P, mother, father, all of us, mm-hmm, Jewish, mm-hmm, me, mm-hmm, a Jew.
In the blood.
And we had a Christmas tree every year.
Yeah. It's kind of, I feel like Christmas is one of those things that for better or maybe for worse is like, it's cultural more than it's religious.
Yeah.
For some people, I understand it's fully religious.
In the same way that I feel like Thanksgiving isn't about like what Thanksgiving it was.
Right.
It's just like a time to come together and like eat this like weird meal.
Yes. And see family and see family
and whatever. Anyway.
Anyway.
Back to our girls.
Back to the basics. So Steve shows up and he's 20 minutes late and he's like, I'm sorry, Debbie was having car troubles.
And Miranda's like, I don't know who Debbie is. And he's like, the girl I'm seeing.
And she's like, fine. Brady's changed and ready to go. Please try to have him back on time tomorrow. And he's like, I've only been late once.
This is the first time. And she's like, lashes out. You can tell that it's about more than him being late.
Yeah. He says, Debbie's car. And she's like, Steve, I don't need to know.
And then we have this dumb scene where Charlotte talks to the rabbi. She's like, Mr. Man, Christmas, you sure, Mr. Grinch?
but that's everything. And he says, you can't be a vegetarian and keep eating meat, which I'm like, that's okay. But Rabbi Min, she's literally Rabbi Grinch.
Rabbi Grinch. Oh my God, I didn't even clock that.
Yeah.
Because now that Charlotte,
you have to let go of the attachments, Carrie, to your past.
Carrie narrates it like, Charlotte will always think of him as the Minch that stole Christmas. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is.
That night, miles from the Amazon, I was just drifting off to sleep when
Carrie gets a phone call,
as often happens. This is a thing with them, you know, like a phone call to disrupt everything and just voices, no introductions, nothing. And it's Mr. Big.
There he is. And then he goes, remember that red dress you had? And she's like,
what? Where are you? In California.
He's just like lying on his bed. So it's like, what, 2:30 a.m. maybe?
Yeah.
It's like 11 p.m. in California. Right. Like, Big's life in California, though, seems amazing.
He also always, very lonely, though.
I think probably very lonely. Uh-huh. Just him and his wine.
Yeah, and his like very nice surroundings and honestly, his cigars.
If that's how I have to go, that's where I have to go.
Fair enough. And go you shall, baby.
I will drown myself in wine.
Go west, young man.
I am.
I know. You look something about that.
I'm very excited.
As you should be.
And scared.
So they have kind of phone sex, basically, where he's like, that red dress, and she's like, which one? He's like, straps, and she's
in
like,
bed, and then he's Versace, sort of, it's very suggestive.
He says, remember when I found you that time in your closet in just heels and a bra, and it was the hottest thing I'd ever seen?
And Carrie kind of like realizes what's happening.
She pulls her eye mask off of her head.
And this is very cute. So they're like, what did you do last night? She's like, nothing, went to bed early, had accidental phone sex with Big.
And everyone's like, what? So they're at the foursome brunch the next day that they always do. I was on the other end trying to figure out a polite way to get out of it. Turns out there is no polite way to get out of phone sex.
And Miranda was like, I wasn't aware that you and Big had phone sex. And Carrie's like, it's not phone sex per se in the sense that it's like, touch me here, touch me there.
But she also says, occasionally.
It's a trip down memory lane. Uh-huh. It's basically
like. So this
is
something that's happened before.
Where they'll be like, remember when we had sex in this way, in this place, at this time.
Right.
As opposed to being like, what are you wearing right now?
I'm touching you.
I'm coming.
I'm trailing my hands over your breasts.
I'm fondling your nipples.
This is the continuation of my sex phone operator career, but it's where I'm
I'm glad
gross
that,
old man.
Yeah, we're just like become gremlins.
Yep. So she basically tells them she's wearing the craziest.
She's wearing so many. Clashing. Alex Wiseman would wear this type of outfit. Wow. Love you. Love your work. You were amazing yesterday. But
you're
wear
being
a lot of patterns.
Roasted right now.
You wear a lot of patterns.
The baby starts crying and Miranda's trying to get stuff out of the diaper bag and she pulls out a whole crazy ass string of condoms. And she's like, ugh, Steve's condoms.
Was
Debbie.
This show sponsored by Trojans? These are different Trojans than the Trojans we saw
probably,
last week.
Probably. I bet they saw an opportunity and they
Debbie
took it.
Debbie does daycare. It's a great joke.
It's so funny. Thank you.
I mean.
You said you're going to end it, so.
Am I?
I mean. So Carrie's I wondering its connection to the past, present, and future. At a certain age, we've all had relationships. Yes.
That are far from past perfect. But how much does that past relationship
affect our dream of future perfect? We got there in the end.
And as I became more and more tense,
I couldn't help but wonder.
Can you get to a future if your past is present?
Which is just like, isn't that being alive, Carrie? So often this is just being alive.
Someone to hold her too close.
Yep.
Someone to hurt her too deep.
Ooh. Thank you. So you went deep with it. Brooke wasn't ready. Well, it's, and I do think there's a line there where, like, you can't live in your past. You can't. It keeps you from everything. But at the same time, your past is, like, who you are and why you are and what you are.
Remember Simba.
I am. So fuck. I know they just want to make money and people are going to pay so much money for this.
It's going to be a little, I think it's a little creepy though. I mean, Celie has a whole diatribe about it that I can't wait for him, you to see.
I can't wait to hear.
But basically, I mean, like, no, you won't be able to move on if all you're thinking about is your ex, is basically the, like.
Yeah, which I understand. And I think for Carrie too, it's not so much like people have exes, that's the issue. It's more the, like, if it's present in the middle of your
if you allow your ex to text you that they want to sleep with you, will you be, like, present in the current relationship that you are in? Which is a valid question. I have been in that situation.
Yes, you have.
And it's hard.
Yes.
When you're like, oh, it's just hard. Yes. Just because, like,
especially because big is that person for her, who, like, she clearly, and I judge her so much for it, but I was thinking about it today and I was like, I'm so harsh on her about this, because, like, people aren't rational and love isn't rational, and, like, they have a something, you know, that they, both of them, for whatever reason, can't let go of on their respective ends.
Yeah.
Meaning Carrie and big. Mm-hmm. And so what's happening for her is the funny thing, but it's also happening to him, and she feels very differently about those two things. She's never really had a problem keeping big in the middle of her own relationships.
Uh-huh.
But now she's like,
well, this is a significant, she doesn't want to.
Right. But she, most importantly, it starts that she really doesn't want Burger to.
Right.
And that she doesn't want to deal with it. And it's like, who did you make deal with your ex in the middle of your relationship?
Well, it feels like, you know, we cut to the girl who we met with the face post, who dated Aiden right after Carrie.
Where she was the receptacle of being post Carrie too.
And we find out that the circumstances are not dissimilar.
Also, I was thinking about it. This is totally unrelated. There is no way that the timeline works out enough for Aiden to have dated that girl, dated someone else, got married, even if he got married after, but and had a baby who was then, like, 8 months old. Five months old.
We don't know the timeline.
But that literally, it doesn't jive with anything.
I mean, I could not tell you how much time has passed.
I think
since this show started,
I'm going to look it up after. I think it's a real discrepancy.
Well, someone help us make a timeline. So Samantha has just fucked Nameless Waiter, whose name I know. And now we know.
Well, so they're about to, we find out in this episode, he's putting his clothes back on. She's wearing, like, lime lingerie and somehow looks
some
amazing
weird
in
necklace.
It. Lime green.
She's basically wearing, like, a tankini.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
And she throws money. She's like, I looked up how much you would have gotten paid if you had gotten if you hadn't gotten fired. So here's
$300.
And his response is like, you're insane.
He's like, lady, you're out of your fucking mind, which is kind of the right response. Also because he was there fucking her. And I think, too, what he's saying to her at this point, partially because I kind of know and partially just because of what he said last week, where he's like, do you not understand that I want to be here? Yeah.
I just smugly nodded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is iconic.
And Samantha's like, doesn't understand what she's done wrong when he leaves.
So Burger and Carrie are at Burger's, and he's about to leave to go have a meeting with his
brunch
with basically the same thing that Carrie does, but boy style.
And for the record, you, my friend, are not pathetic.
Because he's like, we're a bunch of pathetic brawl balls. The phone rings. She's like, you're not going to get that. And he's like, no, I'm late. And we hear a lady's voice, and she's like, hey, Burger, it's me, Lauren.
Well, he says, it's 9:30 in the morning. One word, telemarketer. And then, as Brooke was saying,
hey, Jack, it's Lauren.
Uh-huh. And
Carrie goes, it's official. Lauren controls every machine in the apartment. And Burger comes over, flicks it off with one finger, goes, fuck you. Other finger, fuck you. And fuck
fingers.
You. Both fingers, which is iconic. And then he goes, bye. And walks out. And
Carrie's like, bye-bye.
She looks so cute in this outfit.
Yeah, this style period is, it's also
she's
funny.
So she's so good.
She's redoing his fingers on the street, explaining it to Kim Cattrall.
This era of Sarah Jessica Parker as Carrie reminds me a lot of Anna Nogueira.
Oh, yes, I see it. Oh, that's amazing.
She's perfect.
The hair, but the style, she's wearing a lot of like high neck, like it reminds me of that shirt you have that I love so much, the like stripey one. That
I do like to call it trendy mime.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Mime chic.
There have been some Miranda was mime, but she was not mime chic. No.
Miranda was like Chuck, like doll, marionette doll.
Yes, exactly. Also, they've put poor Samantha in fire engine red pants, a yellow shirt, and a hot pink.
Is she wearing a shirt?
Yeah.
Hot pink peacoat.
A hot pink peacoat. And basically, Carrie's just explained this whole thing, and Kim Cattrall is
like, I love this length of hair.
Men are crazy. Yeah, it's perfect. Both of them look baller. This length of hair feels great for her. She's doing it's very cutesy, like the little ponytail thing on the top of her head, all of it. And so Samantha tells her what she did, and she's like, $300 is a lot of money.
It's a good tip in a restaurant. In bed, it's a prostitute.
Yeah, basically, which is like, it's kind of like, duh, there was no other way he was going to take that.
This scene is amazing. First of all, Brady is wearing a little denim baseball cap.
It's so cute, and it doesn't even really fit on his head. It's the best part. It's just perched.
And Miranda, in the most passive-aggressive way possible, is like, okay, just getting Brady's bag ready. His diaper bag, you know, have you ever heard of it?
Let's see. Bottle.
Bottle. Binky. Trojans. And...
it's really, I mean, this is the kind of shit I live for, though. It's such a beautiful reveal.
Like, I'm not exactly thrilled our baby's having sex already, but I am thrilled that he's using protection. And Steve is like, okay, very, very funny.
He's like, got your point, very funny. And she says, no, it's not funny. And he's like, it's just condoms. And she basically is like, no, because you're having sex all over the place with Debbie while my child sits there unattended.
Apparently, some of Miranda's baggage had shifted during fight. That is my favorite.
Is that the one you were talking about?
Yes.
It's so good.
It is so, so clever.
It's so good.
Some of her baggage had shifted during a fight. I mean.
It's amazing.
I mean.
And then she really goes in on him about how he.
He needs to spend more attention to Brady. And the way that they film this gives me so much
agita.
And
how he's showing up late and how he's.
Just railing.
She's like,
him.
This is not about me. This is about your need to look after your child. And she's put Brady down on the couch next to her, and she stands up. He's like, what are you talking about? And she's like when your penis is in some girl's vagina and you're having an orgasm while your baby is quietly suffocating in the other room.
And Brady, meanwhile, is exploring the couch, mm-hmm,
tipping over in the way that only babies can do. Got rid of the hat the minute he was put down. Of course he did. And he goes. Faced first, she's like, my attention is 100% on the baby. And then he falls.
And he screams.
Of course. Babies are soft, luckily.
She goes,
but
see?
Aww. And picks him up off the ground. And he's so upset.
Babies.
That night, the only thing that Miranda and Steve could agree upon were separate diaper bags.
Cut to Charlotte.
Christmas in July.
Is it? No, it can be July in the
he
coat.
He says it.
Is that what it is?
He says it.
So why is Miranda wearing a pea coat in the city?
I know. And Samantha, too.
What did I say?
Miranda.
I meant Samantha.
Oh, okay. So she's listening to White Christmas and decorating the tree. And Harry comes into her apartment and is like, hey, beautiful, I'm here in the world's weirdest, ugliest tie. Mm-hmm. And
where did she get a Christmas
she's
tree?
She's like, it's my last Christmas tree. She drove out to the woods and cut it down herself.
Is it a fake Christmas tree?
Probably.
And Harry's like,
Charlotte, honey, you can have a tree.
Lots of Jews do, me included. Brooke Wiseman, Jew.
Mm-hmm, but it wouldn't be appropriate.
And she's like, look, it's my favorite ornament.
This is my grandma's and handed down to us. And it's blue. It's very special because most Christmas ornaments are red or green or silver
and
or she talks gold.
And Harry's like, mm-hmm.
Again, I'm like, where is Grandma York in all of this? Or
I think she's dead.
Where is Mama York in all of this? Are they all dead? Did Charlotte kill her whole family? Is that her origin story?
I don't know. What's
she
going on?
She has to have this tight demeanor to keep herself in line.
We know so little about their lives.
Crazy eyes are. That's what this made me think of. I guess not so much parents specifically. That's what I was thinking of. But more I'm just like, they live in these bubbles.
And he's being very sweet. And he's like, keep Christmas. And she's like, no,
Who
Harry.
Who cares? And she says, I do.
She's like, I'm going to do this right. I'm going to be Jewish. I'm not going to be a meat-eating vegetarian.
And she's like, we're going to get rid of all of these. And he says, well, except this one. We're keeping this one, and pulls the blue one off the tree.
And he spins it and goes, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay. And
something, 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 something.
And of course, Charlotte fills in the words.
She knows, dry and ready, which sounds like
worst
foreplay.
You know, makes sense. Like, that's what Jews are. Uh-huh. That's what a modern Jew is. We're like, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech something.
Yeah.
Not that one. That one we know.
Yeah.
But
I even know.
So Samantha's like making it up to him.
And she's dressed like a sexy maid.
And she's going to wait on him. And he's like, you don't know my name.
He keeps calling him waiter. And he's like, no, it's Jerry. So we know that now.
It's Jared.
And then she covers him in whipped cream and licks him all over. It's a hard, hard job.
And he goes, you know, Samantha, I'm not just a waiter. And she's like, oh, yeah? And he goes, yeah. And she goes, is that right, Jamie? And he goes, it's Jared.
No, he goes, Jerry.
No, it's Jared.
Oh. She tries
to both. This is incorrect.
Oh.
His name is Jared.
Wow.
Oh.
Jerry. His last name is Jared. That's what you're thinking of.
Weird.
Jerry Smith Jared. Anyway, he tells her he's an actor.
I think his name is Jared and he goes by Jerry. So he tells her he's an actor. And she's like,
So his name is Gerald Gerard. I love that concept.
No, I don't think it is. Someone help me.
A plea to people who won't hear this for 3 days. I love it. Someone come through.
And she's like,
but to the present day, this was her very first Jerry. Are you having a moment? An episode? Also, her body in this, she's like laying on the bed, and the side boob is just magnificent, honestly.
Well, is that not a Parks and Rec situation if ever I have been a part of one?
A Parks and Rec situation.
A Jerry moment.
Yep. Carrie is spending another night sleepless, very aggressive, flipping around, slapping the pillow. And
so overdramatic.
And Berger is like, what's wrong? And she's like, nothing. And I can't sleep. And he's like, it's the frogs. And she's like, it's not the frogs. And he's like, okay. And he rolls over and she keeps doing it. And he's like, it's the frogs. And he turns the frogs off. And then they have this conversation where she's like, okay, it's not the frogs. It was the double finger. And he has no idea what she's talking about. So she does it for him at the answering machine. And he's like, oh. And they have this, again, they're good at talking to each other about real things when they do it like adults.
Yeah.
This made me really sad.
It's hard to watch. It's going to
end. I don't like it. So they open up to each other. Also, why the fuck is she sleeping in a bra? Why?
Never have
they
I
needed
ever. Unless
boobs.
I collapse face.
So, right.
Face forward.
I know.
Face forward.
She's in her 30s. She shouldn't be sleeping in a bra. And they have this whole conversation kind of about exes. And he's like, it's really complicated with her. It was so hard, whatever.
She cheated on her.
No, she cheated on him.
She cheated on him. He was broken. He was dying. He dead.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Until he met her.
Until he met Carrie, which she's very bowled over by. And then he's like, have you ever been hurt like that? And she's like, where do I begin? But she doesn't even take a moment to be like, oh, he was Aiden.
I know.
I'm like, I'm also like, I feel like
that was
if
my
they
first
had this
thought.
Conversation and she wasn't like, I guess it's maybe not the moment, but if he found out like down the line she had that in her history and never told him given what happened, I think I'd freak out if I was him.
Yeah, but maybe not the first.
Yeah, I
the
agree.
First ex conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. When he's just said that. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't even mention it is the weird part.
No, but she doesn't mention Big explicitly either.
No. I mean, in her voice, there's no like Carrie moment of being like, she's all she is like delighted that he's telling her.
Yeah. I mean,
I think that would be my first thought in that situation as me, if my interior monologue was playing over the scene.
Maybe.
Even if I was very happy and excited about it, there would be something in me that'd be like, ugh, I'm going to have to tell him at some point.
I don't know.
He tells her it pretty much killed him. They have this whole conversation, like we said.
Till there was you.
And then there is another important first. The first time you realize it really might be something. He like rolls into her and they have really sweet, like the way they're holding each other in bed is very sweet.
And so we cut to Carrie.
Just like that, we moved out of the present and into our future.
Which is ironic because the next time we see her, she's in the Aiden chair.
Mm-hmm.
But she calls Big.
Mm-hmm. So she's in all the pasts. So she goes home and she has to clear
smart.
Up the past. Yeah. So she calls Big.
Because she like had her quote closure with Aiden when she saw his baby.
Yeah. And he pops out of a hot tub.
Like who's like the underwater girl from the ring. In a hot tub?
Truly.
Like who just like sits underwater in a hot tub? Like no one goes swimming in a hot tub.
Also, he's dissociating. He's in like a sensory deprivation tank.
The backdrop photo of a tree.
I know.
Of like a Napa sunset.
It's so funny.
It made me giggle.
It's so funny. Someone ordered a scrim.
A scrim.
And he has a wine and a cigar, and she's like, I just wanted to let you know this won't be one of those calls.
And he keeps taking a puffs out of a cigarette with no smoke coming out.
The cigar, yeah.
What did I say, cigarette?
Yeah. It's just a slightly different image of big. And he's like, what's on your mind, baby? And so she's calling to tell him she's seeing someone, and he's like, were you seeing someone a week ago when we had that phone call or whatever? And he says that he wants to keep talking to her, and then he has conversations like that with his friends, and she's like, that
I don't talk to my friends like that.
And he says, I do. And she says, maybe that's why you don't have very many.
And I'm like, laughs. And I literally am like, I know this person.
Yeah.
I was talking to this person today.
Yeah.
I'm the only friend of in the context mm-hmm. regardless. Mm-hmm.
So Carrie's basically like, I was seeing him a week ago or whenever we talked,
but it just got serious.
So I think we have to leave that all in the past. And he's like, okay, kid, call me sometime.
He's like, consider it the past.
And she says, well, yeah, but we'll stay friends.
And he's like, friends.
Which, of course, he just said that he'd be calling her as a friend anyway.
Two good friends. Two best friends.
Yeah, he clarifies. She says his name is Jack Berger. Loved it. Thank you.
He's a writer as well.
And...
You can tell that he's a little hurt.
He's like, once there's a name attached to it, it's different. He's like, oh, that is, yep.
And he's like, give me any kind of call you want, which is like so big of him.
It's very big.
Not big in like a good way, like big in a big way. And then Charlotte has her mikvah.
Oh, by the way, before we do this and before Carrie makes another gefilte fish joke, because they have like four jokes that they can make. I just wanted to give big ups to, I don't know if it's Steven or yeah, it's Steven Hillenburg, right? The creator of SpongeBob, who died today.
Oh, he died today.
And I just thank you for your work, sir.
Yeah.
Anyway, now on to Charlotte.
After 75 accelerated classes, Charlotte, the Episcopalian princess.
She does look like a princess.
Was reborn a Jew.
She gets naked. She gets into the tub. She stops. She turns around and asks the woman attending. She's like, was this drained after the last person used it?
And she nods yes. She goes, thank you.
And then it goes, Charlotte was being chained or leaving her bath behind. Well, not all of her. It's really beautiful. I don't understand the timeline, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And Carrie shows up at Berger's apartment with a gift. She's like, I thought and thought and thought that we needed a gift to fix this. And I decided on two. One.
A Pulitzer Prize or this.
And he's like, oh, well, I actually have a Pulitzer.
I love him.
I know. And she says, you do? And he's like, yeah, I don't like to brag. And
she goes, well, I chose right. They're like very good together.
They are. So she gives him a new sound machine for a fresh start that makes a bunch of different noises.
They make other sounds other than frogs. I don't care for frogs.
He says, new start, new sound.
It's very nice. They shake on it.
And then they pull each kiss. Other in for a little kiss and a hug, and it's very cute.
And it's like waves.
They make a good team. Yeah, ocean sounds.
And she's sleeping.
Crash. That was a wave crashing on
that
the beach.
That same night next to Berger and surf sounds number four, I slept more soundly than I had.
And as long as I could remember. Ugh. Close out. I can't think about this one ending. The relationship. I really hate it.
I love
it. I'm going to be furious when Big weasels his way back in somehow.
It's not Big's fault.
I'm going to be furious when Carrie does that. Well, I mean, I know Berger's going to do his part, but I'm just going to be furious about. I mean, I kind of know what happens at this point. I've pieced together. Not like the what happens. I know the very specific part about it ending.
Mm-hmm. I'll say no more. I wonder when it's. I want to know when it's coming.
Oh, I don't want a time limit on that. I'm going to be so sad.
I want to know.
Yeah, fair. Fine. You can have your own wants and desires, I suppose.
While I look this up, who did you resonate with?
Who did I I resonated with Miranda and lashing out about things that you won't be straightforward about with someone you love. And also just because Miranda. And also because something like that would send me off the deep end probably a little bit too. I'm not sure I would do it to him in the same way, but I would have a similar freak out to my friends for sure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Probably to him. I also just feel for Miranda. Not Samantha. I relate to Charlotte a wee bit in this one. Just because it's something I've thought a lot about.
Yeah.
But.
You could do it for me.
I would.
So we could get married.
I would. I will. Just you wait. Just you wait.
Wow, there's been a lot of musicals
so
on this.
So much. That was my contribution. And Carrie, too. Definitely some. Mm-hmm. I mean, the X thing is always, even if you don't dwell on it, there's always, I think, a moment when they're brought up or when they you cross paths. Or
I feel like it will. I'm always worried about, like, bringing up. Like, I'm always worried about that conversation because, like, of the two, mm-hmm. like, significant loves of my life, mm-hmm. One of them is very much still a part of my life.
Yes.
In, like, a very fine way. And the other one, but I don't think would be fine to...
A serious partner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably not in the exact way it is now, but there's also a lot of space in different ways that, like...
Yeah, and then the other one is just, like... It's so much of a conversation.
So much of a conversation. But probably not when you want to have or need to have all at once.
No.
You know, you can say.
But I'm emotionally slutty. I give up too much too soon.
Same. You know, same.
I did.
Yeah.
So if you can piece it together.
But that's not why people are assholes.
I resonated.
People are assholes because they're assholes.
I resonated with Carrie.
Yep.
And
Miranda too, I bet, in similar ways to me. Yeah.
And Miranda,
baby.
And Burger a little bit.
Oh, I didn't think about that, but yes.
I don't think
me
I would.
Too.
I don't think I would be so like blatant about it to the new person.
Yeah, same.
But I think like my baggage is certainly gonna be an issue in any new relationship. Cut to me being emotionally unavailable.
Yeah, but also just the, like, very complicated, like, still being surrounded by an ex in whatever way that means.
Well, mine is literally haunting me for the next at least year and a half. That's what I'm getting out of Dodge.
Yep. Beautiful. Just get on a plane and go, baby.
Bye.
Ploppability. Yeah.
I just shook my head, yes.
and what's even to say? I mean, yeah, pretty much. Well, I think we're also moving. I think the writing's better. I think we're moving closer a little bit, again, in time.
I think, again, all the interactions with Lauren, there would be, you know, instances of social media and texting.
Right.
And, like, those wouldn't be a phone call. Like, you would just see the name pop up. It's, like, those, like, little intricacies.
Right. Because no one has voicemails like that anymore.
No.
At all.
No.
Yep.
I'm going to make my voicemail. Hey, it's me, Steve.
Please do. I want to call you just to leave messages. I'll be Miranda. You be Steve.
Okay.
Just for this, you know.
All right.
Seems like a good reason to change your whole phone setup.
I'll be Steve.
You can do it. I know you can be Steve.
Oh, I'll be Steve.
You be Eibenberg.
Eibenberg.
What did we call him last week? I don't remember. Dave Eigenberg?
Eibenberg.
I think so.
I don't know. Play the tapes.
Play the tapes,
Joan.
Where are the receipts? Bring them to me. How is your Delta up and down?
My Delta up is that I finished the Monday crossword in 5 minutes.
Whoa. That's crazy.
7 minutes, sorry. 7 minutes.
That's really impressive.
But my streaks have been so good.
Yes.
I've gotten by with a little help with my friends.
From
my friends.
I like with.
Come by with a little help. From my friends. Mm-hmm. But I haven't had to check, and I've noticed exponential growth in my crossword abilities.
Oh, nice.
My Delta down is that I'm just, like, a little, like, existentially sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I started crying on the subway. I think I'm getting my period,
mm-hmm.
but, like, a song played, and I was just like, huh.
Tears time.
It's mostly just, like, I'm not sad about anything particular right now. I'm just sort of like, will I ever love again? It's like one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even like looking for that. I deleted my Delta up is that I deleted Bumble and Hinge. I'm actively not looking to date someone right now.
Yeah.
And I would scroll through like it was fucking Instagram.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is unhealthy. So I deleted it.
Look at you knowing what you want or don't want. That's very clarifying too. Knowing what you don't want. Nice. Yeah. Nice.
What about you, ma'am?
Well, let me see now here about this. My Delta down is that every time there's a holiday afterwards, I have to remember that I'm supposed to go to work like this basically every day for the foreseeable future, which I just still am not used to. And also that it feels like 9 p.m. by about 4 o'clock.
It's like, I know we talk about this a lot, but it is like really bad.
Watching this like from our building throughout all the windows, watching the sun, like, actively, like, watching it start to get dark, especially if it's stormy at all, at, like, 2:30 is the most, I can, like, feel it in my body.
I know, me too.
But my Delta up is that yesterday I bought so many clothes. Because
Cyber Monday.
Yeah, which I didn't even really think about. And then I got a Gap email and I was like, I'm going to go look at Gap. And then I went crazy. And it's all free returns. So I did it on Gap and on American Eagle. And I got both some stuff I actually needed and just actually a lot of it and some just cute stuff. A lot of like sweaters and work dresses. And I know most of it won't probably work anyway. So it'll just be a matter of sending it back. But I got collectively like $700 worth of clothes for like $280.
Yes, that's,
and then
so
today
satisfying.
I found returns. It was so satisfying. It was such a rush. I've never done a Cyber Monday thing before.
It's fun. I usually do like I tend to get overwhelmed. But I did like a, I do like,
it's very overwhelming
because I'm like, I want all
that's
why
the I things. Never shop too.
I do a little Urban Outfitters every year.
Smart.
And I got these shoes.
Smart. Oh, cute. I actually got shoes.
They're over
behind
my backpack.
Oh, excited to see them. That backpack's really cute too. Is that newish?
Yes.
It's a very cute black bag.
It's a Lulu backpack that my friend Chelsea gave me because she didn't want it.
It's amazing.
It has so many pockets.
And it looks like it fits so much in it.
Yeah. And that under pocket, like you can put, like, it's where my friend Madeline, Madeline, who listens to the podcast.
Hey, friend.
Also has this this backpack. And Also has this podcast. So weird. She's the best. You're the best. And she puts her dirty clothes in there so it doesn't touch the other things.
It's genius. After a workout or yes. I love that. Yeah, it's a sturdy
and it's got like it's just got so many pockets.
Everything is better with pockets.
I'm really proud of you for making cacio e pepe.
Thank you. Actually, that's my other Delta up. So my like dear friend Phoebe was in town with her boyfriend and I got to see her on Sunday night. She came over with another friend of ours and I made dinner. She brought veggies and I made cacio e pepe, which I knew Brooke would be proud of me for. And it was so nice. They left at like 1:30, 2 a.m. and it was Sunday night. So that's how worth it it was because I didn't want them to go. And it really fills me up to see her. She's just like the best person. Also, I love AJ, her boyfriend. And he is Ari's best friend.
Right.
So it's very fun because it's like not, you know, it's just, it's great.
Love that.
Brooke, where can I find you on social media?
Totally. You can find me on Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman.
Yes.
Tweeting.
Yes.
And you can find me on Instagram at Brooke_Wiseman_, posting pictures and stories.
Amazing.
Statues and stories.
I love that. Well, you can find me on Twitter.
Did I ask?
No, I'm starting because I just want to say you can find me on Twitter at Mrs. Burt Macklin posting pictures. And you can find me on Instagram at BridgetM37 tweeting. And collectively, we are
at Splat Podcast posting pictures.
And tweeting. I've been trying to do more content.
She's so good at it. I'm so happy when you do. Like when I don't know, because a lot of times we'll like text each other about what we're posting, but there'll be a few times when we'll just be like,
I'm just going to do
I'll just get a notification.
Yeah. Well, you also have really busy Thursdays too.
I do.
So Thursdays, I generally I do your social media post to tell you that there's a new episode, but usually there's a lot of collaboration. And so I love to surprise Brooke with something.
It gets me good.
It's a good one in our stories today. Oh my God, I can't even believe I didn't mention it. Guys, it came out in an interview with Chris Noth that if they'd done Sex and the City 3, Big would have died. Not so.
And with that, please rate, review, and subscribe.
Raise a glass. Email us.
Email us, text us, call us, beep us if you want to reach us. If you want to rate, review, subscribe, that's recommended.
Please do. We love you so much.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.